A federal jury said yesterday it could not reach a verdict on the felony charges against Scott Warren, a humanitarian aid worker in southern Arizona accused of illegally harboring undocumented immigrants. Warren contended he merely provided food, water, and shelter to immigrants who needed it and said that humanitarian aid was not a crime. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Tucson, Michel Marisco reports.
In the end, four jurors believed Scott Warren was guilty. Eight did not. Prosecutors and the defense will meet again in early July to decide whether this case ends here. Warren was arrested in the winter of 2018. Prosecutors alleged he conspired with another man to smuggle two immigrants away from the border and deeper into the U.S. by skirting a Border Patrol checkpoint. Agents surveilled Warren and then moved to arrest him after watching him gesture to two mountain ranges. Warren's attorneys argued he simply showed the men where to walk so they would not die in the desert. Afterward, Warren addressed a small group of activists and supporters of the organization No More Deaths.
The government's plan in the midst of this humanitarian crisis, policies to target undocumented people, refugees, and their families.
Since his arrest, he said 88 bodies of undocumented immigrants have been found in Arizona's West Desert. Nobody knows how many have actually died. And he reserved some words for the two undocumented Central Americans whom he helped that day in January.
I do not know how they are doing now, but I desperately hope that they are safe.
The U.S. government depositioned both men and then summarily deported them shortly after. Warren's attorney, Gray Kirkendall.
Individually and as a community, we become better only by facing our fears, by understanding the roots of our country's hatreds, and ultimately by putting the needs of the neediest ahead of our own needs. Just like Scott Warren and all of you many good people have been doing for many, many years, for the desperate souls dying in Arizona's desert.
The U.S. Attorney's Office declined to be interviewed following the end of the trial, which means some questions have so far gone unanswered about humanitarian aid workers and whether the federal government is targeting them. Prosecutors started the trial last week by declaring humanitarian aid was not on trial, but they ended by telling the jury that Warren and No More Deaths sought to thwart the Border Patrol at every opportunity. Kirkendall.
I think you should ask the government that. And use your own common sense.
Allison Harrington is Reverend of Southside Presbyterian Church in Tucson. The storied church offered immigrants sanctuary in the 1980s, and the founders of that sanctuary movement were convicted of felonies.
And what history will always show is those people stood on the right side of history.
Even if there's a legal risk, she says, people need to be helped. Michel Marisco, KJZZ News, Tucson.
A federal judge declared a mistrial yesterday in the case of a Southern Arizona humanitarian aid worker accused of harboring undocumented immigrants. And now we're joined by Michel Marisco of KJZZ's Fronteras desk, who's been covering the story. Michel, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Well, so let's start with what's next. You know, get the misdemeanor cases against Scott Warren and No More Deaths. What is left when it comes to potentially being prosecuted?
One case, Scott Warren's misdemeanor. The judge has held off on making a ruling there until this felony case was over. To refresh your memory, Scott and eight other activists of No More Deaths in 2017 were charged with leaving basically littering and trespassing misdemeanor charges for leaving bottles of water, driving them out into the Cabeza Preta National Wildlife Refuge. So right now, of those eight, four charges were dropped, and right now there's one left, Mr. Warren's.
So the case we're talking about right now, eight members of the jury did not think Warren was guilty, four did. Does that breakdown represent Southern Arizona's opinion on what's going on with humanitarian aid work at the border?
I've always said that it's tough to predict juries, but the U.S. government's case here, you remember there was three charges, two of harboring undocumented immigrants, one per immigrant, and then the vaster conspiracy charge. I'm just not sure that they were able to make that case that there was a crime committed in the sense that he had conspired with someone to bring people up. And then I think that is what swayed opinion, because mostly Southern Arizonans, you know, covered trials of financial smugglers, people who make money smuggling people illegally across the border. And there's almost never any, you know, mercy on a jury. In this case, there was certainly a lot of dissent.
And off of that, Tucson has a really long history providing sanctuary to people from Central America. In fact, with no more deaths being predicated on the sanctuary movement, how much does this case, if at all, mirror that?
You know, I spoke with Allison Harrington, and she's the Reverend of Southside Presbyterian Church, which started the sanctuary movement in the 1980s. And, you know, I asked her specifically about that because this case seemed to reflect that. This is what she had to say.
The work that so many people here in this community and across the nation did back in the 1980s, giving shelter, giving refuge, giving sanctuary to those who are fleeing horrible situations in their home country, mirrors this moment so precisely. And the government didn't prevail then, and the government didn't prevail now.
Michelle, let's wrap up with this. So meanwhile, deaths are continuing in the desert. Our temperatures here are hitting 100, now we're going to hit about 110 today. And last week, a Guatemalan woman crossing the desert near Yuma was found dead. So where are we at then?
You know, it's been the same story in Southern Arizona for a number of years. Really, we're going into the second decade of this, where the Border Patrol has several hundreds of people rescued. They just rescued 7 this past weekend. No more deaths has dozens, if not hundreds, of people that they themselves have saved by leaving food and water out and physically administering to people. As you well know, this is a story that has not changed. What keeps changing here is the tactics and the politicking that involves it. But yeah, we're looking at yet another year with more people dying in the desert.
Yeah, that is Michelle Morisco of KJZZ's Fronteras Desk in Tucson. Michelle, thanks as always.
Hey, thank you.